I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 786, Dumb as Demons. Stupidity has been described as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Maybe the biggest example of this is in the realm of demons. Let me explain what I mean. As you know, this podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because Jesus told us if you really want to know what the two greatest commandments ever given are, here they are. Love God with all you've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? There are a lot of places in the Gospels where Jesus has to deal with demons. For example, in Matthew, the text says, "And when he came to the other side, to the country of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men met him, coming out of the tombs, so fierce that no one could pass that way. And behold, they cried out." Now listen to what they said. "What have you to do with us, O Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" That's kind of confusing. Doesn't it strike you as a bit odd that these demons would continue to serve the devil? They knew who Jesus was. They called him the Son of God. And they knew what was coming for them. They said, "Have you come to torment us before the time?" So they know what's coming. They know they're going to get their just desserts. They know they're going to reap what they sow. They know the burning lake of fire and brimstone was not only prepared for them, but waiting for them. Now, you would think with that knowledge that they would stop serving Satan. They would change teams. They would switch political parties. They would get a new country and a new kingdom and a new king. But oh no, they don't do that. Why? Well, you say, "Pastor Tim, they're demons, not people." Maybe they have no choice. Okay, maybe not. But here's my point. We do. We humans have a choice who we will serve, what kingdom we will belong to, where we will spend all of eternity. We have a choice. Even back in the Jewish scriptures, Joshua told the people they have a choice. "Choose this day whom you serve. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." The writer of Hebrews says, if you hear God's voice, don't harden your heart or you're going to miss God's rest. And Paul talks about veils that are over people's eyes so they either cannot or will not see the goodness of the good news that's theirs for the taking. You know, we all have had times in our life where we've watched people make choices that we know that we know that we know is going to lead to disaster for them. Disaster in their health, in their marriages, disaster in their relationships, disaster in their finances and in their future. But they do it anyway, and we just shake our heads because we don't get it. And yet, a glance in the mirror will show that we all do those things from time to time. We eat or drink what is not good for us. We read or watch what is damaging to our soul. We make choices every day, all day, and sometimes they just don't make sense. Others looking at us might think that we are as dumb as demons. Here's the great question. Is there a choice that you're making right now that is harmful to your life, your mind, your heart, your soul? And what is in your power to change that will bring you more health and wholeness with the Lord? I want to use for our prayer today the last part of Psalm 139. It goes like this. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Amen." I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 786. And in the meantime, it's easy to look at the demons and say, how stupid could they be? It's easy to look at other people as they're slowly destroying their lives and say, how could anyone do that to themselves? But as you look back on the varied paths of your life, what, for the sake of your own soul, needs more health? I challenge you today to find a trusted friend and to talk turkey. Ask that person to tell you if there's anything in your life, your spending habits, your relationships, what you're allowing in your mind through the internet, any long-standing bitterness, you get the idea. Ask them if there's anything that they can see that's making you as dumb as demons.